So what are we going to talk about today, Eric?
So...
What have you got on mind?
What?
What have you got on your mind?
So first of all, your 49th birthday. I think that's the big topic. And so, okay, so here's the deal. I've got a quiz for you.
Yeah.
All right. In our senior year at Heath,
1986,
what was our senior class's favorite cars? Favorite models of car?
I've got that sheet in my office.
Well, don't look at it. Don't cheat. Don't cheat.
I have no idea. Camaro. Oh.
Camaro didn't make the list. Well, unless, let's see. Are 280ZX or 300ZX or either one of those Camaros? Are either one of those Camaros?
Are you sure you went to Heath High School?
Are those Camaros?
No, they're not Camaros.
Is the Villager a Camaro?
No, the Villager was, whose car was that? Was that Jim Boyd's car?
I gotta. Okay, let's look up this automobile model.
I'm not sure it was a car. Like, I'm not sure it was a model of car, was it?
Oh, it's a van.
Yeah, but I don't think...
It's a passenger van.
Yeah, but I don't know that... but that was after 1986. I don't think it was...
Okay, it's also an old station wagon. I wonder if somebody had an old station wagon and it was like a joke choice, you know?
I don't think so. I think it was somebody's particular car, and it was just called... People called it the Villager, but I don't remember now why they called it the Villager.
Okay. The other ones are Porsche and Ferrari.
Oh, of course.
There are a lot of Porsche Ferraris going around Heath's parking lot.
Well, the 280Z and the 300Z I can see.
What kind of cars are those?
They're Nissans.
Okay. All right. Favorite sayings. You're not going to have any guess on this. Okay. It's actually ACKA. A-A-C-K-A-H.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember that. Psycha Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Dear God. I think we did that. Dog Out. And Earl.
Are you looking in the yearbook or something?
Yeah. Okay.
I wish I had the list with me. I wish I knew we were doing this. I would have brought the list of all the entries.
Well, we got a lot to go. Okay, favorite hangouts. Oh, God. Any idea what our favorite hangouts were? You and I, of course, hung out at all these.
Dairy Queen.
Oh, very good. That was the second choice. Got any others?
Chuck E. Cheese.
All right, the other ones are. Yeah, best. I think
the people that hung out at Chuck E. Cheese drinking vodka. I don't think they. I don't think they voted on this.
Didn't know that was a group.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
What's wrong with you?
I don't even know if I knew what vodka was when I was a senior in high school.
I won't say any names, so.
But I can guess. Best Ends. That's an interesting choice. Noble Park.
Oh, the Best Inn. Yeah, what was the deal with the Best Inn? I forget.
I don't know.
Well, Noble Park, to me, that's the same as Dairy Queen. So.
Executive Inn. And KOW.
Who went to the Executive Inn?
What's a KOW?
Oh, the KOW was the... Eric, we're so out of it. The KOW was the... it was like a...
I've always seen that, and I've read it as KOA.
Like a it was like a recreation area. It was... it's been too long. And we never went out there. West Kentucky Wildlife Management Area. Yeah.
Okay.
We never went out there.
Yeah, that makes sense. I bet that was a favorite thing. Okay, pastimes.
I think same people that used to hang out at the KOW might have also hung out at times at the Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, really? See, you were much more in touch with all this that was going on. Okay, favorite pastime.
I'm texting you some names. I don't know. And you'll know why I know about that stuff. But
yeah, okay, that's who I would have guessed.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Facebook friends with them, by the way.
That's what I figured.
I was just in contact with them very recently. Okay, favorite pastime.
Wait, let me just say favorite. Oh, favorite hangouts. Favorite pastimes. Watching TV, going to movies, hanging out, cruising.
Those are all good guesses, none of which made the list. Partying?
Oh, well.
Partying number one.
That's accepted. Isn't that just a given?
Cruising.
I said cruising.
Two. Oh, you did? I'm sorry. I missed that. Okay, sleeping.
Really?
Somebody's being a little smart aleck there. Sleeping, number three. Parking, number four. And eating, number five. As I recall correctly, you and I tried to get driving onto the list instead of cruising.
But I'd have to go look at the list. Since I have the actual list, I can tell
you. I do know this, that I have no doubt that, like, if it didn't actually qualify, like, with real statistics, there's no way that we rigged it.
No, we didn't. We didn't rig anything.
There's no way we took the books. I mean, these are the actual top vote.
We're too, you know.
Yeah.
We would just never do that. I don't know how else to put it.
No. But I really do. I think we tried to, like, make this late push for driving in addition to cruising because we were always making that distinction. We like to drive. But, of course, it didn't make the top five. Okay, favorite actors. See if you can get any of the top five.
Oh, my gosh. Actors? We asked this question?
Yep.
Who was Eddie Murphy?
Very good. Came in number five. You want to guess any more of this? Or we just give them to you.
That was my number one shot. Well,
good. I'm glad you got. I mean, I'm impressed you got in the top five.
Trying to think of the movies that were hot back then. Yeah, no clue.
Okay. So number five, Eddie Murphy. Number four, Rob Lowe. Surprised me.
That's
number three.
Yeah.
Number three, Bill Cosby.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Number two, Sylvester Stallone. And number one, Don Johnson. my age.
Sure. Yeah, that's all great.
Okay, favorite actresses, top five. You got a guess?
Well, let's see. Based on those votes, that's a good way to look. No, I have no idea. Ally Sheedy.
Number one.
Ally Sheedy should have been number one.
Saint Elmo's Fire, you know, it probably just come out.
Yeah, no, that it, was... Well, no, when, Saint Elmo's Fire, wasn't that our junior?
Oh, I think you're right. It was our junior year. So
85.
Okay, number five, Meryl Streep. Number four, I'm not sure how...
Meryl Streep, that's so random.
I know, that is odd. Number four, Nancy McKeon. Who was one of the characters in Facts of Life. I'm not sure which one she is.
I never watched that show, yeah.
Yeah. Terry Garr, number three. That would
have
been
wait. Nancy McKeon, she was... come on. What's the name of that character? She was the main character. Joe. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, Rachel really likes her.
No. Everybody likes her.
Yeah. Number three was Terry Garr. Number two was Sally Field.
Really?
Number one was Ally Sheedy. Yeah. All right. Now you should be ready to roll on these two. Okay. Favorite TV shows.
Oh, God.
Come on.
The Cosby Show.
Very good. Number one. Got more?
1986. What was on TV? What were we watching? The Simpsons hadn't come out yet. What was that show with Michael J. Fox?
Oh, very good. Family Ties.
Family Ties.
Yeah.
Cheers?
No, good guess.
You watched Cheers, but I don't think anybody else did.
Yeah, I think that's right. Okay, the favorite, do you want to just read them to you?
Yeah.
Okay, number five was Magnum P.I. Number four was Family Ties. Number three was David Letterman. Number two was Miami Vice. And number one
was had the Don Johnson thing, and I missed Miami Vice.
I've got a little Simpsons story to interject here, which I'm sure I've told you. But when I was in college, I went down for a big college newspaper convention, and it would have been in like 1988 or 1989. It was down in New Orleans. And there's this guy handing out buttons for these cartoon characters that he calls the Simpsons. Okay, they're like campaign buttons, except right. they're the different characters with the faces. And so, like, you know, he's handing them out at the doors of this hotel convention center, and he's saying, "Here, wear this." And so, like, we're all putting them on and that sort of thing. And some people are talking to him and that sort of thing. But, like, all of us went. It was just, like, one guy. And he's handing out these buttons. And then later I see that the keynoter is Matt Groening at this event. It's College Newspaper Editors Convention. And it was him.
That's cool.
He was the one who was handing out his own buttons.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Isn't that great?
That's a great story.
I don't remember. I remember nothing about the keynote. I'm not sure that I attended.
Within months, he would be a millionaire. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Favorite. Are you bored with this activity?
No. It's fine.
Okay. All right. Favorite movie. This is a good Matthew.
We had a long list here.
Yeah, it is a long list. We're not even halfway home. Favorite movies.
Okay. Wait. What's the name of that movie? Hold on. I've got a guess here. Beverly Hills Cop.
That's a great guess. It didn't make the top five, which I'm shocked. That's a very good guess.
St. Elmo's Fire? Rob Lowe?
Came in number three.
Wait, Ally Sheedy. Short Circuit?
Nah, you had it with St. Elmo's Fire.
Short Circuit was such a bad movie.
Okay, you want to hear the other ones?
Oh, yeah, Steve Guttenberg.
Or you got a guess?
I'm done. I have no idea.
Back to the Future, number five.
Oh, yeah. Rambo?
Rambo was number two. Rocky IV was number one.
Yeah.
That would have been my top one, I'm sure. Okay. Number four, this is a sarcastic choice. It's Kingdom of Mocha.
Oh, sure.
Wasn't that like some program we watched in class?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember anything about it, but I just remember that much.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite male musician?
Bruce Springsteen.
Number four.
Prince.
Number one. I'll be shocked if you get any of these other three. I mean, not that you don't know who they are, but it's
fairly random. Eddie Van Halen.
Guess, and I think it's probably a more appropriate guess.
Well, I can't think of the guy's name. David Lee Roth.
That was a good guess, too. No, but you're on the right track. Sammy Hagar.
Oh, that's right.
He already made the shift to Sammy Hagar by that point. Number two is Bryan Adams. And number five.
The female vote, no doubt.
Billy Squire was number five.
Billy Squire!
Exactly.
Hey, you can go watch the Kingdom of Mocha on YouTube.
Oh, good. Well, we should post that in this when we post this at the Heath Post. Okay, let's see. Favorite female musician?
What year is it? Ally? No, not Ally. She. What is her name? No, that would have been too wrong for her.
Oh, I see who you're going after, and you do have it. Yeah,
I can't think of anybody. So,
well. Madonna.
Sure. 1986.
Number one. Yeah. Number one. Number two is Sheila E.
That's who I was trying to think of.
Oh, okay.
No, not okay. Sheila E. Yeah, Sheena Easton is who I was trying to think of.
Number five.
That's Sheena who I was trying to think of.
That's who I thought you were going after. Number three is Pat Benatar. Number four is Aretha Franklin.
Sure, Pat Benatar. Who listened to Aretha?
Well, you know, the Big Chill would come out, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, you know, she'd come out with that album. Remember that Who's Zooming Who? And... yeah, exactly. All right, favorite musical group?
I'm sure I voted for The Doors.
Didn't make the list.
Van Halen.
Did not make the list.
Def Leppard.
This list is broken. It did not make the list.
This would have been before Bon Jovi. Climax
number one. With a K and with two
Wait, if Climax is on there, Working for the Weekend group, are they on there? Loverboy.
Loverboy is yeah. number two. You're doing all follow this one.
Yes. Don't remember any others though.
Okay, Loverboy. Here's a key. That my guess is this was a probably not. Okay, number three was Night Ranger.
Oh sure. That album was out. What year did that album come out?
Number four, Motley Crue.
Oh, you know, I thought Motley Crue was after. Huh.
And number five is The Who.
That's an Eric vote.
That's an Eric vote right there. I suspect that was a Matthew vote, too. We had to have more than just me. I don't know. Maybe I cheated on that one, but I don't think so. Okay, favorite. Oh, now this is interesting. This is a ridiculous list. Favorite entertainer. I'm not even going to have you.
Favorite entertainer.
Okay, this is okay. There's one. The four of the names.
How did Night Ranger make it that high?
Four of the names on favorite entertainer have come up on previous lists, but there's one completely different name. There's no way you're going to guess it. But yeah, just a name. A name of some entertainer.
Bill Cosby.
So Bill Cosby was number two, but he was also a favorite actor. But the oddball here is Dan Aykroyd came in fourth. Eddie Murphy's number one. Bill Cosby's number two. David Letterman's number three. Dan Aykroyd's number four. And Bruce Springsteen's number five. That's an odd category to put
in. Oh, Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd. Ghostbusters.
Oh, sure. Ghostbusters.
And, Stripes. Is he in Stripes? No. Ghostbusters.
Okay. Favorite albums.
Oh, these are going to be awful.
Down to three categories.
Favorite albums?
Mm-hmm. This is tough.
I was going to say Boston.
That would be accurate. There are three three of these five. I'm not certain.
Pyromania.
That's a good guess. It's not on the list.
It's weird to me the Night Ranger made a list when Dawn Patrol came out in like 1982, and I'm pretty sure Pyromania came out after that.
Wait, I thought Pyromania was Def Leppard.
It is.
Oh.
It is, but I just...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this is a Night Ranger album. Seven Wishes?
It is, yeah.
Okay, there you go. It's the number three album. Jeez. The number five album is Around the World in a Day. Which, that's stunning to me.
Around the World in a Day? Who's that?
That's Prince.
Prince.
That's the Prince album after...
Around the World in a Day. Sure. Yeah. I just went blank on that. Yeah,
that's really wild. Weird. You know, that's more our senior year, but still.
I didn't even know anybody liked that album.
Yeah, exactly. We liked it. Number four, Loving Every Minute of It.
I wasn't that into Prince back then, so...
Yeah, well, we eventually liked it, but yeah, we would not have liked it. No, our number one was Born in the... The number one here is Born in the USA.
Born in the USA, sure.
Yeah, but Loving Every Minute of It, who's that? Is that Loverboy? Loving Every Minute of It.
That sounds right.
Okay, and number two is Reckless. I think that might be Bryan Adams.
That sounds right, too. Yeah, Love and Every Minute of It's Loverboy. It came out in 85. What was the one you said? Reckless?
Yeah, I think it's Bryan Adams. Pretty sure it is. Okay, favorite songs?
Oh. Jeez, these are impossible.
They're tough, man. The last one is just brutal.
Oh, yeah, Reckless came out in 1984. That's the album that had, what songs were on that one?
69 song.
God, I hope not.
69. And
Run to You, Summer of 69.
Like, yeah, exactly.
It's Only Love with Tina Turner.
Okay, favorite songs. Bryan Adams is like the nicest guy in the world.
It doesn't matter. It's like Rick Astley, you know? Rick Astley could be great. It doesn't matter. songs? I have no idea on that one. I don't remember any songs being a particular big thing. Madonna song, maybe? No, I can't imagine so.
Yeah, but I think y'all, we've talked about this before.
Motley Crue?
I Miss You by Climax is number one.
Oh, sure. Yeah. We have talked about this.
Which we, I mean, I do remember, like, passing out these lists and ridiculing people for turning in I Miss You. I remember, like, telling them to their face, you're going to look back at this list and be, you know, this is the biggest hit of this week. You know, I was so apoplectic that I Miss You was going to make
it. Of course you were.
Of course we had to put it as number one because it came in number one. All right. What a ridiculous way to be on my part. Okay. Number five, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Knock, knock,
knock. So who would have done the cover of Knocking on Heaven's Door when we were in high school?
That's what I'm trying to remember. I do remember it.
Because that predates...
Smoking in the Boys' Room? Was that on there?
That predates Guns N' Roses, and it's way after Bob Dylan's original. So I don't know who does that, but there must have been a cover out.
Wasn't there one of those head, you know, hair bands that did?
It must have been. Because there's no way that it tracks to the Bob Dylan original, and the Guns N' Roses wasn't together yet. Or at least they weren't, you know, famous yet.
Yeah, like 87. I don't know.
Let's see. Okay, so Knocking on Heaven's Door. Number four is Stairway to Heaven.
Heaven. The name of the band was Heaven. I'm pretty sure that's actually right.
You're worse than I Miss You. Okay, number three is Say You, Say Me.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to see if I can find this version and see if it's actually correct. Heaven.
I bet you're right. I kind of remember that now that you say that.
As soon as I saw the name, I thought, that seems right.
That's Lionel Richie.
You got to like the picture of the band. Let's see. I think you'll hear this.
Let's suppose.
Of course, an ad.
We'll put it in the post.
Yeah.
All right. Say You, Say Me. That's Lionel Richie, right? Say you, say me, say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Number two. I'm glad this made the list. Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy.
Oh, really?
Yes. That was a huge song. People kind of make fun of that now, but that was no joke. That was a total, that was a huge hit song. And no kidding, the favorite entertainer, because he was like making giant movies and he had like this huge hit song.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
We got Knocking.
I got Knocking on Heaven's Door playing in the background now.
All right, and this is like my favorite. This is my favorite list. This is impossible to get. But okay, the favorite concerts.
Oh, that is impossible to get.
It's impossible because
Journey.
Yeah.
Motley Crue.
So, I mean, we didn't get any concerts.
Yeah, people would go. Where would they go?
SIU.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Go to SIU.
Yeah.
And this is where they saw this is like my favorite relic from our senior year. The number one concert is Sammy Hagar. Okay?
Oh, sure.
Because he played at SIU. This is actually legitimate. He played at SIU, and there was a bunch of kids who went. And what I love is number five is Dio, Ronnie James Dio. And Ronnie James Dio opened for Sammy Hagar.
There you go.
So number five was
Ronnie James. Look up for Dio.
Yeah. And so the other three in the list are Kiss, Climax, and Bruce Springsteen, which, of course, no one saw any of those bands.
Well, Kiss, they may have seen.
They may.
At some point from 1975 up to that date.
That's true.
Climax, yeah, I can't imagine they came anywhere close.
Got to the old Climax show in a, you know, wherever it was, Atlanta or whatever, and then Bruce Springsteen. I think we would have known. If there was somebody in our class who had actually been to a Bruce Springsteen concert, I think we would have known it.
Ah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm pretty certain no one had.
So. Yeah, so we didn't put U2 on there.
Yeah.
U2,
I don't even think I knew who they were until... Well, no, by senior year.
No. Yeah, I mean, we used. You remember us sitting in the newspaper office watching the Red Rocks video on the TV during lunch.
Happy birthday. So there you go. Exciting. That's the list.
Well, the big gift, of course, for my birthday was that TJ Van Garderen won the stage yesterday at the Tour of Italy.
Really?
There you go.
There you go. That's fantastic. Good for TJ. Good for you.
There were two things that happened this week that I thought you would have found interesting. One was TJ winning yesterday. Actually, the day before that, an American team won the stage, although it wasn't an American rider. But the best day was, I forget the stage number it was, but the race leader, right before the big finale climb of the day, had to stop and use the restroom. So he lost like 2 minutes on the field. It was pretty fun. I mean, he gets off his bike, and the commentators are like, well, it looks like he's going to have a bike change here. And then he starts stripping off his clothes, and they're like, well, something's going on.
That's excellent. How old is TJ? How old is TJ Van Garderen?
I have no idea.
There we go. He is, oh my gosh, he's a lot younger than us. He's 20 years younger than us, almost to the day of me.
I can't remember if he was 30 yet or not.
Yeah, he's 28 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, he turns 29 this August. Well, then he has no excuse. That's hysterical.
Yeah. That guy's name is Dumoulin. He's from Netherlands. In fact, I think he lost the race lead today. I haven't read about the race today.
Okay.
But that 2 minute, you can't give up 2 minutes. I mean, yeah, his quotes after the race were great. He was like, he just said, I had to go. Yeah, what are you going to do?
I thought you were saying that TJ had
no, to go. No. Dumoulin, the race leader.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good. I was going to say, yeah, 28 year old. You got to suck that up and just plow through. And he did.
Well, I'm sure Dumoulin's young too. I mean, he
probably is. I mean, what am I talking about?
But, you know, as he said, when you got to go, you know, what are you going to do? So
that's right. We could tell another high school story of that light, but we'll pass on that one.
Dumoulin's only 26, so
there you go. Poor guy.
Yeah.
That's. But good for TJ.
That was exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. So maybe this will breathe a little life into your cycling excitement for the rest of the summer.
I doubt it. But it's good to see him actually win something like that. I mean, it just seems to me he's never, I don't know. A few years ago, he sort of popped up at a very young age, you know. It's like, oh, this guy's going to be something. And he just never, I don't know, just never has.
So I'm looking at, he won a stage this year at something called Tirreno Adriatico.
Okay.
And, which he also won a stage at that last season, too. Anyway. Well, good.
That's a team time trial, I think it's saying.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so he was part of... Yeah, that's right. Okay, so that's the same thing that...
The TTT.
Yeah, he's been part of team time trial stage winners in other races. Yeah, but... Okay.
And he won the Tour of California, but... Yeah, that was 2013. So that was a long time ago now. So, yeah, when he was really young, it was like, oh, yeah, this guy, you know, he's really going to be something. But he's just struggling. I don't know why. He's never sort of come up to where people thought he would be at this point. So, but maybe he's going to hit it around 30. I mean, some people don't really hit their stride until they get closer to 30 in cycling. So
I'm learning about the different color jerseys right now.
Where, at the Tour of Italy?
The different events, yeah. The yellow jersey.
The Giro has the Maglia Rosa, which is fun.
Cycling. So did you see my explanation of the Giants and the Reds in 1971? What was going on? Did you read any of that?
Yeah, I did. That's been too long. I don't remember.
That's okay. I'll just recap it real quick. So the deal is that the Reds in 1971 had
they had a major injury. That's right. Yeah,
they had two of them, actually. Their leadoff hitter and center fielder is out for the whole year, Bobby Tolan, and this like up-and-coming pitcher who actually represented them in the All-Star game last season. He's like done. I mean, he's basically, his career's, I mean, he's going to pitch a little more, but this guy named Wayne Simpson, who I barely knew anything about, but he was really good. And then he had a rotator cuff injury. Actually, it's a rotator cuff for both these guys. Tolan's going to come back, but not this season. But Simpson's basically finished. So anyway, those are two huge blows for the Reds from last year. And the Giants are just, what's going on with them? You were asking about them last week. It's Bobby Bonds is having his best season. They're getting, and it looks like to me that they've got some really good old players, and then they've got some, you know, really good young players. And what's going to happen is that they don't quite bridge it,
right?
And so they can't quickly fill enough for those really good old players,
aging out guys, right?
It's too much of a, like, it spans from, like, Willie Mays is like 40 years old and he's still good, he's still really good, and then they just got their shortstop who's going to be with them for 10 years and he's like 20, and it's just too big of a, they're not going to be able to fill in, the young guys are not going to get great enough,
right,
to replace McCovey, Marischal, and anyway, so
those are three hard guys to replace.
Missed the bridge, yeah. But they had some good guys, but they just didn't have enough of them to in kind of like the prime of their career.
So I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the post about the ABA.
Yeah,
and I can't remember when the NBA season ended, but it's been a while. It's
been a while. It was like there was like 3 weeks difference or 2 weeks anyway.
So did they purposely, I assume the ABA then purposely offset their season that way?
That would be my guess too, and I don't know the answer to that. And I wonder if that continued to be the case. And I don't know the answer to that. I noticed that too, and I don't know why it was set up that way.
It's crazy to think now they're playing the NBA Finals in the month of June.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
hard to believe it's that, I don't know, that it's gotten that much longer of a season, but.
You know, the interesting, what I think is odd about that is there's kind of become this thing, everybody wants to say, oh, people forget about the ABA. People totally remember the ABA now. But, like, if you look at the Chicago Tribune at that time, the ABA is, like, it's, like, considered a minor league.
Sure.
I mean, it's barely.
Oh, I think the ABA gets a lot more attention now than the NBA of that time period does. Like, nobody remembers what was happening in the early 70s in the NBA.
Yeah. And so it's just, and particularly in the Chicago Tribune, I mean, they didn't have an ABA team in Chicago, and there's a columnist who is just like clobbering the ABA because of their, it feels like that they're like driving up these salaries and pulling out, they're doing bad practices with kids in college, and which is true. And, so the Tribune just like gives them no coverage, and anyway, yeah.
Now it's amazing the effect the ABA had on the NBA. I mean, the 3-point line to getting guys early out of college, getting guys out of high school. Well, the style of play, just Dr. J alone. I mean, Dr. J is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it totally changed.
I mean,
he really was kind of like the first star power guy, for us anyway.
Oh yeah, I mean, well, do you have Michael Jordan without Dr. J? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, his style of play is just something that, you know.
Right. You know, the thing is like at this point, the writers at the time are talking about, like, that the Bucks may win, like, you know, they think they're going to be like the Celtics because they've got Oscar Robertson and Lew Alcindor. It's going to become Kareem here in a couple weeks, I think, actually. but that's going to phase out, of course. But, yeah, it's weird. You know, if you think about Abdul-Jabbar and his, as great a player as he was and all the records that he has, but his star power versus Dr. J is not even close, you know?
Yeah. Well, some of that, I assume, would be taking the name Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, it's funny, too. I mean, after UCLA, you know, Bill Walton comes along at UCLA, and everybody in some ways thinks he's a better player.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. Goodbye. I'm going to get to work.
Is it really time already? What kind of time went by fast? Bye. any thoughts on music? You know what? I'll try to find some 80s.
Got a whole list here.
Yeah, there you go. Try to find some stuff.
I Miss You by Climax.
I wonder if I can find that one. I would think so. That was their only real big hit. So.
I like that site, that freemini.org site. That's fun.
It's really nice, yeah.
It's a really great site. Yeah.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. Bye.